From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, I have to tell you, there's a lot going on. And before I introduce you to our first guest today, I want to remind you that Worship and the Word have provided a Passion Week devotional. Pastor Robert Morris and the team at Worship and the Word, they've prepared that devotional for Passion Week leading up to Resurrection Sunday. You can receive your copy of this devotional simply by clicking on the banner at klyt.fm or on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/KLYT883. And thanks to Pastor Robert Morris and Worship and the Word for putting that together. You can hear Worship and the Word a few times during the week. Weekdays, Monday through Friday, let's see, it's at 5:30 in the afternoon on your drive home. Evenings at 8:30. And then Saturday and Sunday mornings at 7:30. And Sunday nights at 7 o'clock. The other event we want to make sure you're dialed into, there's a lot going on before Easter, after Easter, during Easter. Let's start with the sunrise service, one of the biggest events really on the Calvary campus every year, whether it's on the campus and or University Stadium. This year's no exception. We're going to be at University Stadium for the sunrise service, the Heist. That's happening Easter Sunday, 7 a.m., University Stadium. Calvary worship team will be out there providing some great worship music along with music guests, Stars Go Dim and Garrett Hornbuckle. Of course, a message from Skip Heitzig, The Heist. Really looking forward to hearing that. And translations will be provided both in Spanish and for the deaf. The Sunrise Service will be live on YouTube and Facebook pages for Calvary Church. Details at calvarynm.church. All right, one more portion of that I want to make sure you know about. Some things going on before Easter, during Easter, after the sunrise service. No services will be held at Calvary Church Wednesday, April 5th, that evening, or Saturday, April 8th, that evening, in preparation for Easter services. Now, Good Friday services at Calvary Church are happening on the Osuna campus in the noon hour, as typical. We'll hear worship music and a short message from Skip Heitzig on Good Friday in the amphitheater on the Osuna campus at Calvary Church. And there will be Vitalant Blood Drive happening, as we've been doing for several years. You can register to donate blood at that blood drive. Go to calvarynm.church for that. You can, they will do walk-up registration, but they're really asking that you register in advance. It'll make it much smoother process. And then there is a, now the blood drive will go until about 3 p.m. It starts in the morning and goes to 3 p.m. on Good Friday. And there will be a Good Friday. This is brand new this year, a Good Friday service, 6:30 p.m. in the sanctuary at Calvary Church. Additional Easter Day services at all Calvary campuses after the sunrise service. And, wow, it just keeps going. An Easter egg drop is happening. This is going to be a lot of fun. Easter egg and candy drop, I should say, at the Calvary Osuna campus, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. That'll be during the 9 a.m. service on Easter Day. And then after the service is at 12:30. What's happening is Easter Bunny's going to do a flyover in a hot air balloon. Easter eggs and candy is going to be dropped, and the kids are going to be smiling. CalvaryNM.church. That's a lot of information, but go find it there. Okay, well, welcome into studio, Mike Gomez. Mike is here with Johnny Lopez, both with U-Turn for Christ. Guys, welcome into studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. Happy to have you both here. And, Mike, for those not familiar with U-Turn for Christ, we've had you on several times, but let's assume someone hadn't heard about it. Is this a driving instruction? No. Mm-hmm. It's a way to turn lives around for Christ. but it's very focused.
Yeah. The message that you get from the name right away is if you're heading in the wrong direction, you need to turn your life around, and there's nobody better to do it for than Christ.
Yeah. Now, you turn for Christ. This is a it's a nationwide ministry.
Yeah.
Mike, you head up what's going on here in New Mexico. And before I go any farther, actually, I want to make sure that our listeners know to go to the website, the letter U, Turn for Christ, uturnforchristnewmexico.org for the website. And throughout today's time together here, Mike, we'll make sure we say that several times because there's some stuff coming up we want to make sure folks know about. What typically happens any day with U Turn for Christ?
Well, in the program of U Turn for Christ, there's the program part, and then there's just the whole ministry in general. We receive people from all walks of life, men and women, and sometimes children. We have a family with us in our family unit.
Yeah.
And so it's a residential live-in facility for people who need help coming off of drugs, alcohol, and any other sort of life-dominating sin.
Right. So essentially for at-risk men and women.
Yep.
You're not doing this alone. You've got quite a team, including your wife, Evangeline Gomez. And what's Evangeline's part in this?
So she's a women's director, women's ministry. They have the women's home. They have volunteer areas that they have at our thrift store, prayer teams, and outreach. So all sorts of different facets to that. But yeah, her main role is the women's ministry director.
Okay. And let's introduce again our listeners to Johnny. Welcome in, I think, for the first time on ABQ Connect. Is that right?
Yeah, I came once before.
Oh, you did? Yes, okay. Sir. All right. Did I forget you, or was it another guy sitting here?
Might have been another guy.
Okay. I think it might have been. But I'm glad you're here. I would have felt bad if I forgot Johnny was here.
Blessed to be here.
Now, Johnny, what's your role at U Turn for Christ?
So I'm an assistant pastor. So I come alongside Pastor Mike and help with the ins and outs of the program and leading the men and women in the direction God has for them.
All right. Well, you know, we were hearing earlier, actually from Skip Heitzig, about, you know, how ministry can be sometimes kind of tough. Mm-hmm. What are you experiencing as an assistant pastor with U Turn, Johnny?
You know, like you said, ministry has its up and downs, but I see God's faithfulness through it all. You know, being in this ministry, we get to see in so many lives. So no matter what ups and downs or trials that come our way, we continue to see God's power and faithfulness in the men and women all around.
Yeah.
Not just here, but all over the world.
Yeah.
Every U-turn we visit.
Yeah. And, you know, we were talking off the air, Mike. There's all kinds of things, you know, that get people's attention that they're drawn to, that they, you know, may cause them to sin for a season. Anything in abundance, you know, could do that, nearly everything. And one of the things we talked about off the air, we forget, you know, with all the news of fentanyl and other drugs, how deadly alcohol is, sometimes maybe a little forgotten as far as, you know, the need to remind people about the dangers.
Yeah, alcohol is a curious addiction. It's socially acceptable, you know, and you know, you can get it anywhere. It's legal, but it's so destructive when you fall into alcoholism. There's a lot more than just the you know, ingestion of alcohol. It's the lifestyle. It's the destruction. It's the attitudes and the loss that it brings. So we see so much heartache, and we've experienced so much heartache because of alcohol. My grandfather passed away from alcoholism. Many of my wife's family, her uncles and everybody, passed away from it. And
now, if you don't mind me saying, Mike, specifically, how did alcohol take your grandfather?
He ended up drinking till he caused cirrhosis in his liver.
Mm-hmm.
And, he ended up drinking even till the day he died.
Yeah.
And he just couldn't stop. And I never met him. So that impacted my mother growing up. He died when she was young, and then she grew up without a father. And so that's kind of where alcohol can take you, is leading to fatherlessness in the home, death, loss. But, you know, in the end, it's addiction for us biblically is just, it's sin,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sin causes death. That's the effects of sin. So, you know, with Jesus in the life, you know, the light gets turned on in the home, and the light of Jesus Christ begins to show us our true condition, our true need. And that's where things begin to change for people who struggle with alcohol or drugs or anything. The light is off, and one day the light can turn on and they can see clearly.
Well, Mike, let me do this, because I want to imagine that there's maybe someone listening, you know, the sphere of influence, whether it's someone we know at the office or family or what have you, or maybe there's someone listening who personally has this struggle with drugs or alcohol or some other life-dominating sin, and they feel hopeless. They, you know, I've tried. I can't do this. And that's the setup for you, because we know we can't, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the thing about it is none of us can by ourselves.
Yeah.
And it takes us to a place of being humble and having to ask for help.
Yeah.
And that's one of the first things to get over, is being able to ask for help. Letting the pride go, putting things aside, and just saying, I'm like the prodigal son. I'm here eating with the pigs. I might as well go to my father's house and humble myself before him and ask if I could be a servant in his house. And that's the kind of point the crisis takes you to, where you get to that point, then you ask for help.
Yeah.
And then the help is there, you know, and it really is more a matter of the person asking for help and wanting the help. That's when God and people can come alongside, because otherwise, you know, isolation happens, and that happens because we're pushing people away.
Yeah.
We don't want to be exposed. We don't want to deal with the issues, and pretty soon you end up alone.
Well, let me talk to Pastor Johnny. Johnny, I'm sure it's not uncommon to hear from people, no, I've been with Christ. I've gone too far. The journey back is too far. What do you tell them?
I tell them everybody has to come to a place of true surrender.
Yeah.
You know, like it says, a righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets back up. And every day we walk with the Lord, we're going to fall short, but we got to come back to that place of surrender and seeking his will and what he wants us to do in life.
That's right. And no matter how far we may have traveled away, it's only one step back, isn't it?
One step. No one's too far gone.
Yeah.
Not for the Lord.
Well, it's encouraging. We appreciate all that U-Turn for Christ is doing to reach those that are struggling with these life-dominating issues and sin. And we're going to come back from our break. And when we do, we're going to let the listener know how they can be a vital part, probably in more ways than one. But we're going to talk about one a particular event that's coming up, and we want to get it on your calendar that you may want to attend or participate in even before the actual event. And we'll get all the details to you. That's coming up as we continue our conversation with Mike Gomez and Johnny Lopez from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. That's next on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us. And we're right in the middle of a conversation with Mike Gomez and Johnny Lopez, both from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. Let me give the website again. It's the letter U. Start your address bar with that on the internet, okay? The letter U, and then Turn for Christ. U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico.org. and you'll find information about the organization and what's going on. And one of the things you'll find, actually, I went to the website, and on the website, all the way at the top to the right, if you're a web person, they call it a hamburger, those three lines. Click on the hamburger, and then at the bottom of that list, you'll see an event coming up, a motorcycle fundraiser. All right. Mike, pretty excited about this.
Yeah. The everybody likes, especially in the springtime, to bring out their motorcycles.
Yeah.
And it's a good conversation. And the motorcycle fundraiser is a really neat way for us to raise funds for sponsoring people into the ministry and being able to take care of their needs. So we try to have like four big fundraisers, the generous people all around the country and the state, you know, to help keep doing what we're doing. They keep the doors open. And so, you know, this one's important to us to continue to get people in the doors and reach people who need help.
Well, and let me tell people more about what's going on. Okay, the grand prize for this fundraiser is a 2008 Harley Davidson customized Electra Glide. Says here it runs perfectly. Did you ride it, Mike?
Yeah, I've ridden it a few times. Yeah, it's fun to drive, and it's super super nice looking, and whoever wins it is going to be real blessed by it.
Well, and each ticket that's purchased, what occurs when someone gets a ticket?
Well, 100% of the funds go straight to the ministry for sponsorship.
Uh-huh.
For people who are coming in. We have scholarships that we make available. And sometimes people are transitioning out of certain things like prison, jail, or they're having some sort of issue happening in their life. So we try to make scholarships available. And that's exactly what it goes to.
Okay. And there's a limited amount of these tickets being sold.
There's a limited amount.
So, we encourage you to go to U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico to find out more. And there's still some time to do that, Mike. When's the drawing?
Yeah. So the drawing is going to be held at an event. We're hosting it at our thrift store and outreach center at 5500 San Mateo. And it's going to be April 1st. So if you know what day April 1st is, it's April Fool's Day.
Right.
So we've planned to have this event. We're going to have some food there. One of the businesses next door is going to sponsor all the food for us. And then at around 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock, somewhere in between there, we're going to have the raffle. Before that, we're going to have some messages and some testimony. We're going to preach the gospel too. And so the event, we want to invite everybody out to the event just to hang out for the day, customer appreciation day at the thrift store. That's a whole other fundraiser there. But people who come to visit us, you know, we want to minister to them, and we want to have this event. And the other day I just had this thought. I was praying about it. God, would you bless this event? Would you? And he says, whatever you do, bring me glory.
Yeah.
And it will be blessed. Said, we're going to preach the gospel, and we're going to make it known that this is all about you, Jesus.
Okay, so the event, again, is the Motorcycle Fundraiser 2003 for U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. And if you go to that website, uturnforchristnewmexico.org, you will... go over to the top right, click on the hamburger or what is the menu, and when that drops down, you'll see at the bottom motorcycle fundraiser. Click on that. You'll see the details, including the April 1st date and the information about the tickets and how many will be sold and about the motorcycle. And it's at the thrift store on San Mateo. That's 5500 San Mateo in the Northeast Heights. And for those, what's like right near there?
So it's right across the street from Cliffs Amusement Park.
Okay.
There's that's the biggest landmark I could think of.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Obviously north of Montgomery quite a bit, but on San Mateo, and go to the website to get the information, hopefully to get a raffle ticket. Now, that's one way, Mike, that people can connect with U-Turn for Christ. They can get those raffle tickets. But more importantly, you know, whether or not you win a motorcycle, the thought that this donation is going to go towards a scholarship for someone to become a resident at U-Turn for Christ and get the information they need and the assistance they need to overcome some of these things that are just really continuously knocking them down. What are other ways that our listeners can regularly be a part of the ministry at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico?
Yeah, so we look for volunteers in different areas, whether it's from wanting to help out at the thrift store, the outreach center. We have people come in every day who need help, who are looking, they have questions. And what I love about being there at that place is being able to assist people and answer questions that people have. They're drawn there naturally because it has the name in it, Christ, and we're offering help. And it's a great place of ministry and also connecting with people. So we need a lot of help there. We need a lot of help because there's so much that goes into logistics and things that have to take place and just helping people's needs.
Well, Mike, someone listening that thinks, man, I'd really like to help, but they couldn't use me.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a place for everybody. And I really hope that people understand that there's a place for everybody in the body of Christ. If you're not serving somewhere, I suggest first your local church, you know, be a part of your church and wherever God has you. And if you have the ability to come out and serve with us at U-Turn for Christ, then we would love to have you. But just be a part of something where God is moving. And I encourage people to do that.
Well, you know, that's a lot, Mike. What I appreciate you saying that, because that's a lot of what happens with, say, connect groups or other areas of ministry to serve in. You know, you know, often sometimes there's churches that are no bigger than 20 people. So that's a tight community already. But, you know, having been a part of a large church for a lot of years, one of the things I could say from experience is when you get involved in either a connect group or volunteer in part of the ministry specifically. I know when I look back at raising six kids with my wife, you know, finally got convicted about, you know, instead of just using the children's ministry, maybe we should serve in the children's ministry. Yeah. And when we did that, this big, huge ministry became a much smaller unit of people we regularly connected with, and there was a lot of growth through that. So I just kind of want to encourage what you said, whether it's with U-Turn for Christ, which is another great way, by the way. If you're a volunteer there or you're getting involved, you're going to end up being connected to others in ministry and potentially make lifelong relationships.
Yeah, it's true. We meet and have met a lot of people that we dearly love and we serve with and we're connected to. And we one of the cool things, Johnny got to go visit across several different states to go and fill in for different needs that we had in other U-Turn ministries. And he met different people. You stay connected with them. Here locally, we want to connect with people. We want them to know we're there. So I meet a lot of people and they say, we didn't know you were here. And one of the reasons why we're having this event and celebration in April is our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Of operating here in New Mexico.
And we've seen a lot of lives changed by the Lord through the ministry at U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico.
Yes. Yeah, we have. I mean, we've seen just miracles. People who went from just destruction and lifestyles that were leading to death to now thriving and living.
Yeah.
And so life, you know, it's life-giving and it's a battleground. This ministry is at the front lines of a battleground that is very difficult. Yeah. So we covet your prayers and the support, just encouragement, really. Sometimes you just need that little bit of encouragement because you face so many obstacles. And and it's not burdensome, but it can be discouraging sometimes.
Right. Do not grow weary in doing what is right. I appreciate what you guys are doing. I want to encourage the listeners. You mentioned a couple things there, too, I want to key on. You know, we've talked about donating financially to the ministry as a nonprofit organization. That's certainly a way you can support it. But you know what? Words of encouragement. You can go to the website and connect that way and send those words of encouragement and let the ministry know you're praying specifically for them by name. We've mentioned some of those here. And as far as involvement, I mean, Johnny, you weren't always involved with U-Turn. What brought you to U-Turn for Christ?
I also struggled with addiction for many years, and I came through the program myself about 4 years ago, and I came to just get sober.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
Yeah.
And God had different plans. It became so much more than that.
Well, so you have so much encouragement to give those that are feeling lost and like it can't happen, but it can, can't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They need to know He's the way, He is the truth, and He is the life.
Amen. Well, I appreciate all that, again, you guys are doing to reach those in our community. And again, we've been visiting with Mike Gomez and Johnny Lopez from U-Turn for Christ, New Mexico. We mentioned during it the motorcycle fundraiser 2023, a raffle for a 2008 Harley-Davidson customized Electroglide, and it's in great shape. But there's a limited amount of raffle tickets being sold. If you want all the details or you already know, I want to be part of that. Log on to uturnforchristnewmexico.org. That's the letter U to start. uturnforchristnewmexico.org. Is that the only way to get a raffle ticket?
You can also visit the thrift store center. Okay. And they can help you out there too.
5500 San Mateo Northeast, across the street from Cliffs. And while you're there, you can do some shopping.
Yeah, plenty of nice antiques, different pieces of art. You name it. It's a real neat place. We're going to be expanding next month, and combining a few spaces together and making it one big space.
And do you receive donations of items for the thrift store?
Yeah, we do. Clothing, whatever you have. And there's a way to even arrange pickups through our online system.
Okay.
And so if they just go to the uturnnmthrift.org.
Oh, uturnnmthrift.org, specifically for the website.
Yep.
All right.
And you can link from the main website as well. It has a way to find it out there too. But yeah, that's how you arrange the pickups and stuff. Or you can just call us too.
Okay. And what's the number?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Okay. It's okay. Go to the website, uturnforchristnm.org. And let me see real quick if I can find the phone number. How about this? I have one number that's 505-217-6888.
Yeah. That one will work.
Okay. Mike, Johnny, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.